Next item is the claims, which, of course, after the rally are always pretty large. Any discussion on that?
Yes, I had a question, please. On page 10, there is a $790 invoice, Jerry's Refrigeration for Samson's AC. I'm just wondering if any, or what is the status of the owner paying any repairs or anything needed for that building?
I have spoken with the owner, I think it was last week. Last week was kind of a blur. He said no, that once we provide him all the invoices, he knows he has to pay. And so there were several repairs that were made to that building, I don't know, 2 weeks before the rally or the week before the rally. Lance, I'm sure, remembers them very well. As we actually get those all put together, we will be invoicing Kenny.
And then I also had a question. Page 10 and 11 to Epic Outdoor Advertising for the sponsorship banners. Do we reuse any of those? Or are these all, are they brand new year to year? Or what?
Some of them are reused. Others are brand new. Sometimes you have to replace them due to weather damage. Other times the clients change their graphics, and so they have to be changed. We try to reuse them year after year. However, some of the clients, it's actually in their contracts that they end up paying for, you know, new banners each year if they request that or whatever that happens to be. It's kind of on a case-by-case basis.
And then,
go ahead, Becca. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm not quite done. Nope. And then just in looking over the claims as a whole, is it problematic for you all in the finance office to have claims coming in that are 90 days plus or close to 90 days? Because I'm seeing, you know, let's say there's a couple from the end of May and June from Home Slice. I mean, we're talking.
Yes,
you know.
Home Slice is bad, and plus Home Slice, I believe we do. Yeah, do we do MasterCard with him? I don't think we do. I think they straight. And we've had that problem forever. Okay. It's really hard on us at the end of the year. During the year, it's not as big an issue. It's just that when we get to the end, and I think we've got them all paid, and we don't. That's the issue.
Okay, and then also, you know, I saw on page 12 under the police department for the shelter on the MasterCard, there were charges from April, May, and June. Again, I think it was Northern Hills Vet Clinic.
That one I'd have to check on. I'm not sure why that was so far out.
And then Coca-Cola and Ace Hardware also. I mean, we're talking 90 days. And so is what can the council do to help? I mean, really, is there a letter or something that can be crafted to try to ease this for you? Because I think it's a little crazy.
Who was the one that you, after Coke, you said Northern?
Sturgis Ace Hardware is also, I see. And I mean, this is going back. I went back to look for July and June. I mean, it seems to be an ongoing issue with
I know
with
it is
businesses.
With at least one of them. So, but yeah. I will check on it and see if why it's happening or if they're, you know, is it, are we waiting for the statement? Why is it? Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, I just want to, you know, offer any kind of assistance, because, you know, I can see where this can be an issue for you all, and so just to kind of clear up the process or whatever, I think whatever the council can do.
That sounds good.
My question stems from pages 6 and 21. There's appears to be identical charges for Romaker and Associates, and in the description it says cemetery support and cloud must be hosting. One's under the airport and one's under finance. Okay.
It's paid out of three different funds. I believe it's cemetery, finance, and I think some of public works, but I'm not positive. And the airport one is definitely a mistake, but it is split up amongst three departments.
So how do we correct that before we vote?
I also think it'd make sense on a motion just to include that for the record that states the airport portion of the cemetery support software is not included. Any other discussion? Come on up, Bonnie.
Hey, when you say that some of the clients pay for their own banners, are any of these that are shown going to be reimbursed by the client? And how do we see that come in and go out?
When I say it's paid by the clients, that means it's part of their sponsorship agreement that we will charge them when we negotiate a contract with them, that we will charge them what our price is for doing that banner. So instead of a X value sponsorship, it'll be X plus $1,000 for the cost of the production of the banner. And so that's part of the contracts that the council sees and reviews and approves. And then that's received back by the finance office. And so what you'll see is the aggregate accounting of all of those when we prepare our rally profit and loss, and that's done in October.
So we will see all of the banners that were remade.
No.
Go in the claims.
What?
Because we're paying
no.
for them and you're getting the money back in the contract?
No, what you'll see is under this particular would be under advertising. So there will be a line item for advertising. And that's all the money we receive from clients for placing ads in the magazine, the ones that we directly sell, the billboard advertisings or the billboard advertisings that we do, the street banner advertisings that we do for clients. What other advertising? Facebook, as we charge for when we do Facebook post form, and also website. I think that's generally the five. But it'll be an aggregate sum. It's a six-digit figure. We will not say Coca-Cola, you know, X dollars. It'll just be all of our clients. This is how much money we got for advertising.
I think what Bonnie's asking is, where's the quality control?
Yeah, I mean, the trail is what I was looking for. But, I mean, I hear
that,
what you're saying,
I mean,
how you handle it. But where do we see the trail of that?
That's available for our auditors. It's available for the council members when they review the contracts. But those are proprietary information that's not available for the general public.
So we just have to believe. Okay.
Well, it's also verified, though, by our auditors as well as by our elected officials, by our finance office, by a lot of different individuals.
On page 11, there's the brick installation for $11,665. Where is that? What was that?
That was for the Main Street brick project. So that was for bricks that were sold over the past 2 years or just 1 year, Jerry? 2 years. And all of that, I don't remember roughly the revenue from the past 2 years on that. I think it was like 40 to 50 grand, something like that. It's that cost as well as the cost of the actual bricks themselves. But generally, the community makes probably at least 50% margin on that, if not 60 or 70.
So individuals buy the bricks?
Yep.
And we put them down?
And you can as well, if you would like.
Okay, so do we see that pop up anywhere where we see? I mean, I think what
that
Mike asked about
the motorsport. You see the revenue on the budget as well as in the audit. There's a line item that says brick project, I think is what the line says, and it's under the general fund.
And that's individual to this only?
Yeah.
Say that again?
It's individual to this, so you can see how much the total cost was and how much the revenue is from the bricks themselves. It's specific to just the bricks. It's not an aggregate.
It's solely the bricks.
But you means not me, right?
No, you can. It's okay.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to learn where I can
yep.
look and what I can see so that mm-hmm. I can be more confident. Okay. So then... okay, there's a line here on 11 also that's taxi only, fire lane, no parking advertising.
Those are for the street graphics that were placed on the road during the rally. We had taxi only graphics. We had fire lane and no parking. Is there anything else?
That's all that's listed here?
Yeah, and so that was the cost of actually getting those stickers made. And I will say that those stickers do help on us writing fewer tickets, which ultimately is a
yeah. But huge how many
benefit.
Of them were there?
There were a lot. I don't two taxi. No, there's more than two. There's four taxis. Yeah.
Right.
So there were a lot of no parking and a lot of fire. I don't remember the number.
So is a lot 10? Is a lot 20? Is a lot 50?
Somewhere around 24 to 30 of each. I can't tell you off the top of my head, though.
So they cost $1,000 a piece? No, of each.
No. Category. Not $1,000
a piece. 30, 60, 90. 75 of them. Okay. So 100 and something a piece. Well, and again here, as Becca said, I'm looking at Rally Water was purchased in May.
That's Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's based off of when we actually received the invoices.
On page 18, close to the bottom, 98-gallon totes, 144 98-gallon totes, $10,000.
Those are household.
Those are for the trash totes. Yeah.
They're the household size ones.
As well as that's also for new construction. So every time there's a new home, they receive a new tote.
So this is just back stock inventory?
Yeah.
Okay. So that when I call you and say my site is split out and you bring me another one, it comes out of the inventory.
You better call Rick, though.
Yeah. I do. Okay, let me get down to my next one. Again, one of the things I looked at, I see this almost $35,000 for July's garbage to Belle Fourche. And I don't begrudge that, but that's by, is that by weight?
Correct.
That's yep. weight.
By volume, that's by weight. And again, I would say for all the other things we're trying to do to educate the city, I still see things going in the garbage that are really heavy, that are costing us and should not be. How do we educate?
We've placed that on Facebook several times, and I know it's been in the SIP. I do know as well that our garbage or sanitation employees have a camera. And they do notice when things get dropped in, and when they're seeing things that are being placed in the totes that shouldn't be, they do talk with the homeowner or the property owner or whatever else, kind of explaining that to them.
And just in the last month, I have seen an air conditioner go into my dumpster. You know, we can't afford that. So I understand that you're using Facebook. I understand that you're using the little newsletter. But I would think that it might behoove us to do a full flyer to households that's eye-catching and says, when you put these things in the garbage, it costs us this much. And if you would not, this is how much we could save. If you would stick to the right kind of garbage in the garbage cans, this is what we would save. That would have impact with the citizens of this town.
And we have looked at that. The cost of that would be about $2,000. And so it becomes a cost-benefit analysis to say, is it worth spending that $2,000? Are we actually going to save that much?
I think we are. And how much do we pay a ton for the garbage?
It's $54 a ton, 56.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and a lot of people were throwing away a lot of wet stuff. So you want us to put that stuff in the TVs don't weigh much, but air conditioners and I mean, that's the stuff in my little alley alone. That's the stuff I've seen in the last month is TV dishes, air conditioners, lath and plaster, chunks of concrete, broken cinder blocks. I mean, in my street alone, I think you can save enough to pay the $2,000 for the campaign to make it knowledgeable. I just want to go on record as recommending that. I don't think people know enough about the cost to the city, to work with the city instead of against the budget. So, because my eyes are getting blurry. Okay, again, that I didn't print the page that has the Arctic Glacier charges on it. Those were big charges.
That's for the ice that goes to the liquor store. We have an ice machine that produces most of the ice that we sell. But with that being said, when we have high demand, like in the summer, we can't produce enough to actually sell that. And so, yeah.
Arctic Glacier was ice?
Yeah.
I thought that was a water company.
It's for the ice that we sell at the liquor store.
Okay, I get the ice.
And the community center. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lisa.
No, I understand. I just thought Arctic Glacier was expensive water.
Expensive ice.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion on the claims? Is there a motion? And remember that if possible.
I would move to approve the claims with the exception of getting the cemetery support billing out of the airport category.
First by Dave, minus the airport payment on the portion of software.
Okay.
It was second by Jason. Let's go ahead and roll call this since we're paying bills. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
Rhea.
Yes.
Becca.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
I'm yes. Terry.
Yes.
And Mike.
Yes.
Bills are paid.